Welcome to 5 Minutes in the Word. This is your daily podcast that spends a few minutes exploring God's Word. We are continuing our study in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 12, looking at verse 3, but I do want to stop and in observance of Passover, which began today at sundown. And this is a festival which remembers the escape of the ancient Israelites from Egypt. And Jesus and his disciples were celebrating the Passover meal together, as this was the last meal that Jesus would share with his disciples. He took the elements of the Passover meal and made them symbols of his death. So that's our a moment to just remember Passover in honor and recognition of all of our Jewish friends, especially Jewish Christians, as they observe Passover for the next 7 days. So let's look at Romans chapter 12, verse 3. Paul is speaking here as God's messenger, as an apostle. The authority he was about to exercise was not his own by right, but was an evidence of God's grace. So let's listen to Romans chapter 12, verse 3, read from the New King James Version. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. Again, Romans chapter 12, verse 3, read from the New King James Version. I'll be back with insights and close with prayer. This is Hope Scott, and I am your host of the podcast, 5 Minutes in the Word. I pray that as you listen, you gain fresh insights as we study God's Word together. 5 Minutes in the Word is not only available on your favorite podcast apps, including Amazon Podcasts and Spotify. You can now listen at 6 a.m. every morning on KingdomPraiseRadio.com. Thank you. Again, that's Romans chapter 12, verse 3, read from the New King James Version. According to Life Application Study Bible, Paul warned the believers that inflated pride has no place in a believer's life. This is especially significant in light of Paul's teaching up to this point in his letter. The Jews are not better than the Gentiles. The Gentiles are not better than the Jews. Rather, all are dependent on God's mercy for their salvation. There is no room for pride. And even as we think about our own selves and how sometimes we look down on people, we look down especially on new Christians because they don't understand the scriptures like we do. Or they may still have a little worldliness in them. And we want them to be super saints. And we're not even super saints. So Paul says, don't think more highly of yourself than you ought. Any such pride would undermine the oneness vital to the growth of the church. Each believer's personal appraisal ought to be honest. Neither an inflated ego nor a deflated person is free to obey. So you can't have an inflated ego, again, thinking more highly of yourself than you ought, or feel that you just don't deserve it. So, but we all are free. We do need to obey God. God has given each believer a measure of faith with which to serve him. It is God's discernment, not ours. He did not make us the Holy Spirit. He is the one in charge. It's his discernment that gives out the measure of service. Whatever we have in the way of natural abilities or spiritual gifts, we should be used all should be used with humility for building up or edifying the body of Christ. If we are proud, we cannot exercise our faith and gifts to benefit others. And of course, there are those Christians who are super saints, who walk around with their nose in the air like everything stinks. And God is, Paul is saying in God's word that that is not how a Christian should carry themselves. We can't be proud. We cannot exercise our faith and gifts. If we are proud, we cannot exercise our faith and gifts to benefit others. And those who are proud usually want a pat on the back for the things they do. Like, look at me. I did this. I did that. So Paul is saying that is not how the household of faith should behave. And let's listen to Benson's commentary as he breaks it down. For I say, and it says as if he had said, you must be renewed in order that you may walk as it is your indispensable duty and great privilege to do. Walk as in live. He proceeds to show that what that will of God is, which he had spoken of through the grace which is given to me. So he's speaking of himself. He's chiefly means given to him as an inspired apostle, whereby he is qualified and authorized to direct the believers at Rome in their duty in general and in the exercise of their gifts and the execution of their offices in particular. And he modestly mentions the grace of God as the source of his authority and qualifications for his office, lest he should seem to forget his own directions. So he's saying to everyone that is among you, to all and each of you who profess Christianity at Rome, well would it have been if Christians there had always remembered his advice. But of course, even we don't remember what we should do. And the Holy Spirit has to remind us. And that advice is to not think of himself more highly than he ought to think, on account of any special gift conferred on him or any public office assigned to him in the church, not to be lifted up in pride on account of it, or of his own wisdom or understanding, so as to abrogate himself, or take upon himself more authority than he ought. And just think of deacons and other church leaders who feel like because of their position, they're better than anyone else. And Paul is saying that that authority shouldn't make you feel proud. Boastful. But he said, but think soberly, to think of his gifts or office with modesty and humility. Don't think that because I'm a church leader, I'm better than anyone else. According as God has dealt with every man the measure of faith, from which all other gifts and grace flows. And surely, as if he had said, when you consider it, it is God who had given all, there will appear little reason to magnify yourself on any distinguishing share of his bounty, of God's bounty, which anyone may have received, especially when you remember that this distribution is made not only or chiefly for your sake, but out of regard to the good of the whole. So if you're a deacon or a church leader, I'm just speaking of deacons because that's what we have in the Baptist church. We have deacons and we have trustees. Because you're a church leader, what you're doing is for the whole body. It's not just, because I have this title, so I can hold it over you that I'm the person in charge, so you have to come to me for anything. And if I don't feel like doing it, then I'm not. That is what Paul is saying should not happen in the church. From the apostolic caution and advice here given, we can infer that irregularities in the exercise of spiritual gifts had taken place or were about to take place at Rome as at Corinth, and that's in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 14, at Philippi, and that's Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, and in Thessalonica, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 19 and 20, which I'll read 19 and 20. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophetic utterances. So if just imagine the kinds of struggles that were going on because of pride. These the apostle endeavored to correct and prevent by the excellent rules prescribed in this passage. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that as we continue to study, we're going to find out what Paul is endeavoring to correct or prevent and what the excellent rules prescribed are. We're going to find that out. But God, thank you that we cannot let our egos take over. We cannot be the person that Paul is saying that we think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think. That because I hold this office is more important than another office. Maybe I'm a doorkeeper, so I'm more important than the people who greet everyone every day, every Sunday. Or maybe I'm a deacon, and I think that I'm more important than just members who don't serve on the deacon board. So God, help us to understand that you to not have pride in the office that that we've attained in the church. So we thank you for that. Praying for those who need you in a special way, Father, and thanking you in advance for answered prayers. Amen. Thank you for spending time in God's Word with me. Be blessed.